Well, it quite hasn't gone the way of the Kannapolis Cannonballers have wanted the last 2 days. It's been a bit of a rough start to the season in these first couple of games, but today it all turns around. The Ballers debuting their new Southside Sundays uniforms, and they'll look to pick up a new win in these brand new uniforms against the Hickory Crawdads, single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Hi, good friends, Dan Alodi on the call for you as Nick Pinto delivers the first pitch of the day at 1:31. We're underway here in Kannapolis in the series finale of opening weekend 2025. Nick Pinto, the starting arm for the Ballers today, gets the 0-1 swing and a miss from the leadoff batter, Maxton Martin. And the count is very quickly 0-2. Ballers picking up the loss yesterday. A one-run game, 6-5 was the final score. As Hickory just had a little too much offense, the Ballers made a comeback effort, but just wasn't enough late, as this one's fouled off by the leadoff batter, the left fielder, Maxton Martin. 4A at 0-2 count where it is. Nick Pinto gets his first start of the season. The Ballers lefty, 6 foot, 185 pounds. As this 0-2 breaking ball outside, the count works to 1-2 on Maxton Martin. Martin had a big day yesterday at the dish, and a home run and a whole bunch of RBI brought in yesterday by this lefty bat, Maxton Martin. Lefty-lefty matchup, 1-2. Pinto grounds this one. Excuse me, Martin grounds this one a second. Mogollon makes the play on to first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out for the first out of the game. And now Ben Hartle, the catcher, digs in for the Hickory Crawdads. Nick Pinto, 6 foot, 185 pounds southpaw, 19th round pick in 2024 out of UC Irvine, the former Anteater. Is Nick Pinto. His first pitch to Hartle is skied in a center. Playable for the center fielder, Braden Montgomery. Catch made for out number two. One pitch and one out recorded for Ben Hartle. So now two down, and digging in is the switch hitter, Rafe Parrish. Parrish bats third in the order today for Carlos Maldonado and the Hickory Crawdads. Pablo Guerrero, DH, bats in the cleanup spot. Baker Barroso, first baseman, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Hector Osorio, the center fielder today, making his season debut. First pitch from Pinto is a little low and inside to Rafe Parrish. The count is 1-0. Luis Marquez, the shortstop, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Wadi Mendez, the right fielder. Chandler Pollard bats in that second leadoff spot, ninth, playing second base. This foul ball lifted down the line and right. That'll end up out of the gates out in front of our F&M Bank box office. And the count is 1-1 on Rafe Parrish. Beautiful day for baseball in the low 80s at 80 degrees as this one's lifted in the air in the left. Archer backtracking, looking up, and Rafe Parrish has hit his second home run of the weekend. It is out of here. A solo shot for Parrish makes it 1-0 Crawdads here in the top of the first. One run on the board, and Hickory leads here in the top half of the first. Nobody on base, two outs, and it'll be Pablo Guerrero, the DH, due up. So Hickory strikes first for the second time here in this season. As Guerrero gets the first pitch from Pinto outside corner for strike one. Pinto hailing from Coto de Caza, California. Born in Knoxville, Tennessee, but moving out to California as where he grew up. 0-1 swing and a miss, 0-2 on Pablo Guerrero. UC Irvine, again a former Anteater, Nick Pinto. All-time program leader in strikeouts for the Anteaters with over 300 in his career. 0-2 grounded to third. Played well by Burrows on to first in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out for the third out. And it's one run on one hit with no errors and no one left on for the Crawdads to start this one. Bottom of the first we go. Archer, Bonner, and Braden Montgomery. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, Stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Nathan Archer smokes a line drive on the first pitch. Down the line, foul in right for strike one here in the bottom of the first. McLean, Bonimer, and Braden Montgomery. It is Ismael Agreda on the bump for Hickory here. 0-1 is inside. 1-1 count on Nathan Archer. Bonimer and Montgomery to follow in this bottom of the first. Agreda's 1-1 to Archer, fouled off straight back. The count is 1-2. Supposed to be Onosco starting for Hickory today, but Agreda out there getting the start for the Crawdads. 1-2, line sharply into right and falls in front of Mendez. Base hit. Nathan Archer has his first base knock of the season. First at bat, first hit for the former Bowling Green Falcon and Nathan Archer. One on and nobody out for Caleb Bonimer. Ballers get their first hit in the bottom of the first inning here. After last night, it was a struggle bus to get on the base. Just five hits. Three of those were in the last two innings as Bonimer skies this one a mile high in the infield. Who's got it? First baseman Barroso is called off by the second baseman Pollard for the out. It's a P4 for Caleb Bonimer. There's out number one. One on and one out here for Braden Montgomery. So Archer on base with a leadoff single. Bonimer is retired on a pop-out. And Braden Montgomery digs in against Ismael Agreda. 6 foot, 150-pound righty, 21 years of age, from Valencia, Venezuela. 2-2 last season with an over 3 ERA. Runner going on the first pitch. Snap throw in a second is in time. Pitch was outside to Montgomery, so a 1-0 count. But Archer is sat down on what is a 2-6 caught stealing for the second out of this bottom of the first. So now nobody on base for the Ballers. Braden Montgomery digs in. Agreda winds and fires 1-0. It's upstairs for a 2-0 count. George Wolko, right fielder, bats fourth. He's in the cleanup spot. He's on deck. Lyle Miller Green, DH, bats fifth. Ronnie Hernandez, catcher, bats sixth. 2-0. This one fouled off by Montgomery. 2-1 on the Ballers' center fielder. Ryan Burrows, the third baseman, bats seventh. Eighth is Mikey Kane at first base, and batting ninth is Javier Mogollon, the second baseman. 2-1 outside of Montgomery. The count 3-1. Defensively today for Hickory, Maxton Martin in left, Osorio in center, Mendez in right. Rafe Parrish, who had the home run in the first inning, is at third base. At short is Marquez as Montgomery skies the 3-1 in the air into left. Trailing back is Parrish. Shortstop also there to make the play. It's Marquez, and he makes the catch for the out. What is a deep P6 for the third out of the inning. Unconventional, but it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs on one hit with no errors. And no one left on base. Pollard at second, Barroso at first. Behind the dish for Hickory today is Ben Hartle. We'll be right back with the top of the second. Hickory will bat. It is a 1-0 game of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Baker Barroso leads off the top of the second inning for the Hickory Crawdads as they do lead York Annapolis Cannonballers. A 1-0 after one inning of action. Rafe Parrish, a solo home run, giving Hickory the early lead. Nick Pinto back on the bump. First pitch inside and low. The count is 1-0. It's Barroso. It is Barroso, Osorio, and Marquez batting here for Hickory. This one fouled off on the 1-1. Keep the count where it is at 1-1. Beautiful day for baseball. Lower 80s. Some clouds in the distance. Some rain expected a little later tonight, though, about 7 or 8 o'clock. 1-1 is in there for a called strike, and the count moves to 1-2. Not quite overcast. Still some sun peeking through the clouds, but it is a very nice Sunday afternoon. 1-2 tap foul, and the count is 1-2 still on Barroso. Not too many of these Sunday afternoons where we can say it's pleasant outside. Most of the days it's just so stinking hot here in Kannapolis. 1-2 on the way from Pinto. Breaking ball, just a smidge outside. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Osorio and Marquez to follow, top second. As Hickory putting in a couple of new guys in this lineup who we've not seen this weekend. 2-2 popped foul. Keep the count where it is. And Pinto and Barroso doing a little Texas two-step dancing here with this long at-bat. Pinto, four-seamer, change-up, curveball, cutter. For the lefty from UC Irvine, 2-2. Just a touch upstairs, didn't miss by much. But home plate umpire Alan Bryan says it's a full count. Full count, nobody out on Baker Barroso. Pinto winds and fires, 3-2. Upstairs, ball four. First walk of the day for Nick Pinto. First true base runner, as he did give up the home run to Rafe Parrish, but nobody on base. And after that, of course, nobody on base. So nobody out with a runner on, and it's Hector Osorio. We have not seen Hector Osorio yet this series. 6 foot, 150-pound lefty at bat. Had a birthday today. Turns 20 years old today. Happy birthday to Hector Osorio. It's a 1-0 count on the birthday boy, the center fielder Hector Osorio. Hailing from Coro, Venezuela, non-drafted free agent signee in 2000. and 22 as this fastball runs up and in, and Pinto gives him a birthday present, an 89 mile an hour fastball in the shoulder. So a hit by pitch, and Osorio's on base in his first time to the dish. Two on and nobody out. Luis Marquez, the shortstop, digs in, and here comes Jacob Doris to come talk with Nick Pinto. Jacob Doris, first year pitching coach for Kannapolis. Product of Texas Corpus Christi. Pitched in the Astros organization for quite some time. Reached as high as AAA. Was a sidearm relief pitcher. But ended up now in the world of coaching. Coached last year with the Arizona Complex League White Sox. Mentored a group of arms to allow the fourth fewest hits of any group in 2024. Did Jacob Doris. Pinto already in some trouble in this top of the second. Runners on second and first for Luis Marquez. Wadi Mendez is your batter on deck for the Crawdads. Hickory going, gray tops. That read Crawdads across the front in red outlined in black. Red numbers outlined in black on the back as Pinto spins this one in for strike one and a breaking ball. Gray pants, red piping. Going with the black caps, red brim with the Crawdad claw logo on the front of the cap. 0-1 fouled off. And the count stays now to 0-2. Kannapolis debuting their Southside Sundays uniforms. White tops with black pinstripes. On the left side of the jersey, it reads KCB in black, stylized to look like the White Sox logo. 0-2 pitch from Pinto. A fastball upstairs, fouled off by Marquez. It's 0-2 still. White pants, black pinstripes to match. It is a sharp look. The white with black pinstripes. Black caps, black brim with the white KCB stylized logo on the front. Pinto's breaking ball on the 0-2, fouled off again by Marquez. Count still 0-2. O2 pitch from Pinto. Fastball upstairs, and the count is 1-2. Pinto, not a guy that's going to blow you away with velocity. More of a pick-your-spot kind of guy. One of those crafty lefties that is able to pinpoint his location and use the breaking ball to really cause mayhem. 1-2. There it is. Swing and a miss for strike three. He struck him out. And Luis Marquez is the first punch-out victim of the day for Nick Pinto. Swing and a miss for strike three. One down, 2-1 for Wadi Mendez. So both Kannapolis and Hickory have worn three different uniforms this whole weekend. Kannapolis has worn white uniforms twice in the Reds last night. This one into right base hit. Wolko has some trouble fielding it. Runners will move up just one base, so no error to be awarded on Wolko. Barroso to third. Osorio to second. Wadi Mendez has a station base hit. Second of the day for Hickory. And now bases loaded of Crawdads with one out for the nine-hole batter Chandler Pollard. Chandler Pollard, a speed demon, had a couple of stolen bases last night on top of what was a multi-hit game as Pollard squeaks this one a second, played by Mogollon, he'll have no play, and it's a base hit in the infield for Chandler Pollard, and will score another run. Barroso to cross the plate, Osorio to third, Mendez to second, and Chandler Pollard drives in the run. Barroso comes around to score. Crawdads now lead 2-0. Top of the order, Maxton Martin due up. Already an arm tossing for Kannapolis in the pen. Pinto's pitch count is not egregiously high, but it's not exactly low. Top of the order, Maxton Martin, sixth batter of the inning for Hickory. Pinto can work from the windup with the bases loaded and one out. Pitch swung on and foul tipped. And the count is nothing and one. Arm tossing for the ballers down the line. And the count is nothing and one. Arm tossing for the ballers down the line. And for ball three. Wind blowing out to right field today with the clouds in the sky, indicating there's some weather on the way. Pinto from the line, 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway. No chance of that being anything but a strike. It's 3-1. Kannapolis looking to pick up their first win of the season. Degree is 2-0 this weekend. 3-1. Check swing. Hartle went up. Round upstairs. Did he go? Yes, says John Miller, the infield umpire today. And Hartle went around, so it's a full count. Full count. Two outs. Top of the second. Hickory up 2-0. Pinto trying to avoid further damage. Runners will go 3-2. Ground ball to third. Eaten up by Burrows at third. Throw across the diamond is in time for Hartle to be retired. And crisis is averted. It is an RBI single for Pollard. So one run on what is just two hits. No errors and three left on base for Hickory. That sends us into the bottom of the second inning. Ballers will bat. Wilco, Miller Green, and Ronnie Hernandez on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom of the second, George Wolko starts with a 1-0 count against Ismael Agreda. Spun in a breaking ball inside, but Wolko did not offer at it. 1-0 from the righty to King George is up and in for ball two. Wolko, Miller Green, and Ronnie Hernandez due up here, bottom second. Wolko cracks a 2-0 in a center field. This one is blasted out to center, hit well. Back tracking is Osorio, and the catch is made for the out. Wolko with a loud fly out in the center for the first out. Lyle Miller Green digs in. Lyle Miller Green, the designated hitter, stands in. Nobody on base and one out. First pitch to Agreda is in there for a called strike, and the count is nothing and one. Well, we have some congratulations to send off in the sports world. 0-1 check swing. Did he go? No. It is a 1-1 count. Lyle Miller-Green, hailing from Burke, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. He's a pretty big Washington Capitals fan, and the Capitals been in the attention quite a bit. 1-1 grounded to short. Marquez on to first in time for the out. 6-3 on the ground out. Two outs. Cinerone Hernandez due up. Washington Capitals winger Alex Ovechkin has broken the all-time goals record in New York City today against the Islanders. Congrats are in order, of course, for that. And I know Lyle Miller-Green, whenever he hears that news, will be a pretty excited guy. Grew up around the D.C. area and is a Caps fan. 1-0 is inside Aroni Hernandez, so it's 2-0. On the Ballers backstop this afternoon, Aroni Hernandez. Agreda has looked pretty solid today, allowing just the one hit as Hernandez skies the 2-0 in the left. Coming in is Martin, who is playing deep. And catch made just in the nick of fair territory for a third out. A 1-2-3 frame again. Ballers go down in order. So the top of the third we go. Pinto back to the bump, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Rafe Parrish steps in to lead things off top of the third inning. He had the solo home run in the first to give Hickory their first run of the game. Nick Pinto digs in, first pitch. This one's lifted into right. Wolko trailing towards the gap in right center will make the catch on a light jog for the out. One pitch, one out on the F9. First out is had, and now standing in is Pablo Guerrero. Pablo Guerrero is 0-1 today. He grounded out to the third baseman Burrows in his first at-bat. First pitch is outside of the corner, though, for a 0-1 count. Pinto winds and fires 0-1, tapped foul. The count is quickly 0-2. Wind blowing out now in the left. Supposed to be kind of windy all day today here in Kannapolis. It is Archer in left with Montgomery in center and Wolko in right. 0-2. Lifted high and foul. Keep the count right there where it is. At nothing and two. Burrows is at third and short is Caleb Bonnemer. Javier Mogollon, who's been oh so impressive in the field, has really had a busy last couple of days, is at second. And the liner goes right over the head of Mogollon into right base hit for Pablo Guerrero. First hit of the day for the DH. One on and one out for the Crawdads. Baker Barroso is in. Now for the Crawdads with one on and one out. Mikey Kane is at first base. And behind the dish, as mentioned, is Ronnie Hernandez. For the lefty, Nick Pinto. First pitch is inside for ball one from the lefty. 1-0 now your count. Nick Pinto, a former UC Irvine anteater, 334 strikeouts in 5 years while in college. 1-0 is lined into left center, base hit. Montgomery gets there and holds it at just a single, gets it in pretty quickly. So Guerrero only gets to second. Barroso has the second hit of the inning. Second straight multi-hit inning for the Crawdads. And it's Hector Osorio standing in with two on and one out. Osorio, the birthday boy, hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. From the line, Pinto's pitch is outside for ball one. Pinto, an avid reader, a guy that can frequently be found in the clubhouse with his nose in a good book. Even when we picked him up from the airport, the players on Monday picked him up, and Pinto had about three books in his hand. 2-0 the count on Osorio. Read some good books as of late. A lot of sports books, naturally. Just read Stephen A. Smith's book recently. That was good. Grounder up the middle in the 2-0. Flip to Mogollon. Second on to first. Kane can't hold on. Has to retrieve the ball. Throw goes into home. And Guerrero is safe at home. He'll score the run. It'll be a fielder's choice. But a nice play in the infield by the middle infield for Kannapolis. Bonnemer flipped to Mogollon to get Barroso at second. So it's a 6-4 for the second out. Guerrero comes around to score on the play. Osorio is on a fielder's choice. It is an error charged on the throw to Mogollon. That does allow Pablo Guerrero to score, as taken off is Osorio. This one's cracked by Marquez into the gap in right center, but Wolko on the run makes the catch. And there's the end of the inning here in the top of the third. Hickory adds another run. Marquez on the flyout is the third out, but a run driven in by Osorio makes it 3-0 Crawdads after 2.5. Bottom three we go. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Thank you.
A-plus walk-up song for Ryan Burrows. Till I Collapse here on this Sunday afternoon. Bottom of the third inning. Crawdads up 3-0. A 1-0 count as the arm in Agreda offers it upstairs. This one is on the outside corner. 1-1 the count. Now on to Ryan Burrows. Bonnemer and Montgomery with the offense today. A lot of pop-outs, fly-outs, and putting balls in play. Just the one hit from Nathan Archer. It is Kane and Mogollon to follow Ryan Burrows, who has a 1-2 count here against Agreda. And Burrows swings and misses for strike three. First strikeout of the day for Ismael Agreda. One out and Mikey Kane due up. Mikey Kane getting his first action of the season here with Kannapolis. Spent last year here, but was kind of hampered by injury. Well, he was in the lineup, certainly a productive bat. He shows it off here. First pitch is skied into center. Hit well. Osorio backtracking, and it's out of here. The ball hit the batter's eye above the yellow line. It's a home run, and Mikey Kane has given the Ballers a run on the board. Fans, that Baller Bomb is brought to you by Beasley Media Group and Kiss 95.1 FM. Kiss it goodbye. Mikey Kane, his first home run of the season, and the Ballers are on the board in the bottom of the third. Welcome back to K-Town, Mikey Kane. And Xavier Mogollon due up now. Nobody on base and one out. From the line, first pitch to Mogollon on the outside corner. Nothing and one. That ball had some carry to it as it hit just above that yellow line in center field. This one tapped towards short. It's going to be a tough play to get Mogollon, the speed demon. Throwing a first is in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out for a second out. And now top of the order, Nathan Archer, 2-1. Archer singled in the first inning. One of two hits for Kannapolis. The other hit was just a couple seconds ago, Mikey Kane's home run. From the line, Agreda's pitch finds the zone. Archer has behind a nothing and one count. Archer, a 12th rounder out of LaGrange, Ohio, former Bowling Green outfielder. As this one is hacked at and missed, nothing and two. Archer played 22 regular season games and two playoff games with Kannapolis last year. A check swing. Did he go? No. And the count is 1-2 on Nathan Archer. Started his time with the Ballers last year on a six-game hit streak. So a guy that has been able to show that he can get on base. Agreda winds and fires 1-2, low one inside. It's 2-2. Archer, the 2024 MAC Player of the Year. He started every game for the Falcons in 2024. He had 53 games under his belt. 2-2, swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt, so the catcher Hartle has to throw to first to confirm it. It's a K-2-3 in the scorebook for the starting arm, Ismael Agreda. Just the second strikeout of the day. But Kannapolis on the board as Mikey Kane lifts a solo home run. That sends us into the middle third of the game. Top of the fourth we go. It'll be Mendez, Pollard, and Martin on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Now he has his son, Mason. Mason, come on.
Fans, it's no secret, Atrium Health is where the best health care is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Waddy Mendez has an 0-1 count. Tried to lay a bunt down, but it landed foul, so it's a nothing and one count. Still against Nick Pinto, the lefty on the bump. Swing and a miss on the 0-1, makes it 0-2. Into the count of the eight-hole batter in Waddy Mendez, Pollard, and Martin to follow. Here in this top of the fourth, Hickory up 3-1. Oh, too low, and the count is 1-2 here on Waddy Mendez. Around the Carolina League today, two other games in action, three other games yet to start. There's kind of a trend in the Carolina League of either getting started early or going late. 1-2 grounded a second. Mogollon is on to first in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out. One down. Mendez retired on the grounder. And Chandler Pollard now due up for the Crawdads. Kannapolis in the go ahead and get started early on a day game on a Sunday. Crowd. We're in the top of the fourth here. Bottom four. Salem up 4-0 over Delmarva. This one lifted high and foul by Chandler Pollard. It's nothing and one. Bottom four. Salem up 4-0 over Delmarva. Fredericksburg on the road in Carolina. They are winning 3-2 over the Mudcats. 0-1 low and inside. Pinto tried to move a breaking ball low and in. It's 1-1. So the Frednats trailing for most of this series, now have a 3-2 lead over the Mudcats up in Zebulon. 1-1, a swing and a miss. Count is 1-2 on Chandler Pollard. 5:05 start in Charleston. The River Dogs hosting the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pelicans have won the first two games of that series over the River Dogs. 1-2, fastball up and away for ball two. 5:05 start in what's been a closely contested series, the Battle of the Bugs. Columbia is in Augusta. And then 5:05 start, Lynchburg and Fayetteville splitting the first two games of that series. Pollard works the count full. Pinto offers the breaking ball. It's just a smidge low. Pinto works from the windup. Full count. Payoff pitch is inside. Ball four. Didn't miss by much. And Pollard will get the free pass issued. Pinto with another walk. It's his second of the day. So one-on-one out, top of the order. It's Maxton Martin. So Maxton Martin 0-2. Strikeout and a ground out here against Nick Pinto. Time called. It's a pinch clock violation on the batter. So Martin start with an 0-1 count. He didn't get in the box in time. And the runner takes off Pollard for second. A snap throw to first, up to second. He's out. Chandler Pollard picked off, caught stealing on a 1-3-6 play for the second out. So now Martin has an 0-1 count, nobody on base, and it's two outs. Pollard took off first pitch, a guy that worked well in getting stolen bases last night, is nailed by Pinto on the bump here today. 1-1 the count on him, Axton Martin. Ben Hartle, the catcher, is waiting on deck. 1-1. Oh, and outside. Count is 2-1 here on Maxton Martin. Nick Pinto with just two punch-outs today. Martin fouls this one off. That one ends up over by the on-deck circle for Hickory. 2-2. Pinto with two strikeouts today in 3 2/3 innings. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Nick Pinto picks up his third strikeout of the day. Unconventional, but it's a 1-2-3 inning. Maxton Martin now 0-3. That'll send us into the bottom half of the fourth. A lot of pop coming to the dish. Bonnemer, Montgomery, Wolko. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Caleb Bonnemer leads it off, bottom of the fourth inning. It is Angel Onosco now with a bump for the Crawdads. He was supposed to be the starter today, but they flipped it and went with Agreda. So now Onosco is on the bump for Hickory. He has a 1-0 count on Bonnemer as he stretched the zone a touch outside. Onosco is a 23-year-old southpaw from San Jose de Ocoa, Dominican Republic. 1-0 outside corner for strike one on Caleb Bonnemer. Bonnemer today playing short. He played third yesterday, so has some flexibility on that left side of the infield. Onosco from the stretch, exclusively 1-1 fastball upstairs, and it's 2-1. Caleb Bonnemer from Okemos, Michigan, second rounder in 2024, 19 years of age. Very highly rated prospect, number 11 in the White Sox organization. 2-1, popped up again. Bonnemer popped up this last time to the dish to the second baseman, and it's like Groundhog Day. He does it again here. P4 for the first out this time of the fourth inning for Caleb Bonnemer, 0-2. Brandon Montgomery now due up with nobody on base and one out. Montgomery turns around, and he'll bat right-handed now. Switch hitter, and now with a lefty on the bump. Hits better right-handed. Just in this early sample size, he's 1-for-3 with a home run and 2 RBI against left-handed pitching. Swings on the first pitch, fouls it off. Nothing and one here on Braden Montgomery. Number 5 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. Number 53 in all of baseball. 0-1 from Onosco. Fastball up and away. The count is 1-1. Montgomery, a first-rounder last year out of Texas A&M, playing his first affiliated baseball this weekend, his first organized baseball in a regular season scenario in quite some time as he pokes the 1-1 high in the air into right. Backtracking Mendez on the warning track, drops the ball. It falls in the warning track, and Montgomery is going to scurry into second. A well-hit ball from Braden Montgomery. It's going to be an E9 of the play. So no credit for the base hit for Braden Montgomery, but it is an error given out there to the right fielder in Mendez. So Wadi Mendez drops the ball. There's one on for Kannapolis. One on, one out for George Wolko. Pitch on the way, low for ball one. Montgomery on base for the first time today. He certainly showed off some prolific ability against left-handed pitching in his early time here with the Ballers. 1-0 to Wolko. Taken outside and low for ball two. Wolko, a fly out in the center his first time up. 6'7", 19-year-old from Downers Grove, Illinois. One of the many prospects in the White Sox org. There are a lot of eyes on it. 2-0 pitch. Fastball a touch low from Onosco, and it's 3-0. Good patience from Wolko here against this crafty lefty Angel Onosco. Onosco pitched with Down East in one game last year, was roughed up for a run on two hits in one-third of an inning. Other than that, was with the Dominican Rangers and the Arizona Complex League Rangers as Wolko draws a four-pitch walk. He's on base for the first time today. Two on, one out, and it is Lyle Miller-Green due up. So tying run now at first. Go-ahead run is at the plate. It's Lyle Miller-Green. First pitch, breaking ball, finds the corner. It's nothing and one. Miller-Green grounded out to the shortstop last time up, where Marquez made the play. Onosco entering as the pitcher for Hickory here in the fourth. Final line for Agreda. He goes three innings. It's a run on two hits. 1-1 count on Miller-Green. No walks and two punch-outs for Agreda. Onosco allowing a couple of base runners here. Ball and a strike. Runners going. Low and inside of the plate. Snap throw to second. Wolko in there safely. It's a stolen base for both Montgomery and Wolko. So the double steal to perfection from the Ballers. It's a 2-1 count on Lyle Miller-Green. Wolko shows off the wheels. It's his second stolen base of the season. Excuse me, I can't do math. That's his third stolen base of the season. One in every game so far this year. 2-1. Weakly tap foul. Miller-Green got a piece of it. Count evens 2-2. Tony Hernandez awaiting on deck here. Bottom four, Crawdads up 3-1, but the Ballers are threatening. Onosco winds and fires 2-2. Breaking ball outside, cornering him up, got it, looking, called strike three. Miller Green hates that call and does not like to see that. So two outs. Still two on for Rony Hernandez. Rony Hernandez flew out into left his last time up, 0 for 1 today. He's got two runners in scoring position. First pitch low and outside for ball one from Onosco. Hernandez has not played a lefty yet this season. He did reach base on Friday, 1 for 5 with a double. Payoff yesterday for Rony, giving Calvin Harris some at-bats. 1-0 low for ball two. Couple off days for the ballers. Casey Sauke giving the day off, as well as Nick McLean. Two outs, a 2-0 count on Rony Hernandez. Pitch on the way. Rony swings a ground ball foul down the right field line. 2-1. Ballers trail 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Elsewhere in the White Sox organization, Winston-Salem up 7-2 over the Rome Emperors. Knights trail 6-2 to the Norfolk Tides, and then Birmingham doesn't go till 5 o'clock tonight. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside. Hernandez ducks out of the way. Count runs to 3-1, a favorable hitter's count. Onosco at 20 pitches, 8 strikes. Having trouble locating and finding the zone. Hernandez pokes the 3-1 in the center. That'll fall into greener pastures. Base hit. Montgomery scores. Here comes Loco. And this ball game is tied. It's a 2-RBI single for Rony Hernandez. And we are knotted at 3 in the bottom of the fourth inning here in Kannapolis. Hernandez comes through, just kind of pokes the ball out there in the center. So now one on, two outs for Ryan Burrows. Time called, and here comes Lennon Hutchison, pitching coach for the Hickory Crawdads. Looks like there is a lefty tossing in the pen for Hickory. See the lefty, Thomas Ireland. Burrows struck out his first time up against Onosco, who's now allowed a one earned run, two in total, to these Kannapolis Cannonballers. As Burrows stands in, one on, two outs, first pitch inside, almost hits Burrows in the foot. It's 1-0. Kannapolis and Hickory knotted at 3. Here in what's been a pretty interesting ball game, Hickory, some steady scoring. Kannapolis kind of piling it on. A snap throw over to first. First baseman in Barroso wasn't on the bag, so kind of an interesting toss over for Onosco. In the lefty, Thomas Ireland pitching down the line for the Crawdads, warming in the bullpen. 1-0 to Burrows. Rounder towards short to his right. Marquez will field on to first. It's dug up by Barroso for the third out. Burrows is retired on a 6-3 put out for the third out. And that'll send us into a break. After four, Kannapolis and Hickory are knotted at 3. Rony Hernandez, a 2-RBI single, gives the ballers some life. And we'll turn things over to the fifth when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Kannapolis, where the Ballers and Crawdads are even at three. It's a new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6 foot, 190-pound, 24-year-old from San Marcos, California. Free agent pickup in 2025. It's Jonathan Clark. A one is quickly followed up by a fastball, a nothing and two for Jonathan Clark. Fastball, cutter, sinker, slider, changeup, and a curveball. A healthy pitch mix for Jonathan Clark, five-year player at San Jose State. Arnold Parrish and Guerrero due up here for the Crawdads as Nick Pinto's day is done. Clark in relief here, 1-2 on Ben Hartle. So Pinto goes four innings, gives up five hits in total, three runs, only a couple of walks and three punch-outs. This one fouled off by Hartle. Two walks on the board here for Pinto in his final line. Jonathan Clark now on in relief. Lining and firing on the 1-2. Inside cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. And Hartle is the first punch-out victim of the day for Jonathan Clark. One out, and Rafe Parrish digs in. A wind and fire first pitch to Rafe Parrish is low and inside for ball one. Parrish, the switch hitter, having to turn around and bat lefty today after Pinto, the left-handed starter, was in the game for a little bit, but now the righty Jonathan Clark has to turn it around. 1-1 the count. Clark pitching two seasons, I guess you could say, in the Pioneer League. He was there for a year and a half of actual time. This one is low and inside to Parrish, 2-1. Spent some time with the Glacier Ridge Riders and one of the Missoula Paddleheads. Clark winds and fires, 2-1. Fouled off, 2-2 on Rafe Parrish. So again, final line for Pinto. Five hits, three runs, two earned, two walks, three punch-outs over four innings. 2-2, low and inside. Count is full now on the switch hitter, Rafe Parrish. Parrish, a seventh rounder in 2024 out of Lehigh. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And there's another strikeout for Jonathan Clark. Two batters face two punch outs. So it's Pablo Guerrero due up. Guerrero stands in with Jonathan Clark winding and firing. First pitch in the dirt for ball one. Ballers after today. Well, they'll get a day off tomorrow to relax and rejuvenate a little bit before they make their first road trip of the season up to Lynchburg to play the Hillcats. This one finds the zone in the 1-0. It's 1-1 on Pablo Guerrero. Clark will line in fire, 1-1. Hard hit, liner up the middle, base hit. And no real chance for anybody to make a play on that. Guerrero with a line drive up the middle. It's a base hit, so one on, two outs. And Baker Barroso due up now for the Crawdads. Guerrero, a multi-hit game. Just halfway through this one. With a pair of singles on the board for the son of Vladimir Guerrero. Two outs, Barroso the batter. Clark winds and fires from the stretch. This one gets by Rony Hernandez. It's a wild pitch from Jonathan Clark. And that'll move Pablo Guerrero up to second base. Clark set on the 1-0. He's on the third base side of the rubber. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner for strike one. The 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Fools Baker Barroso. Hector Osorio, the batter on deck for Hickory. Top of the fifth, tie game 3-3. This one foul tipped off the bat of Barroso. Count is a ball and two strikes. Good lead at second for Guerrero. Assumingly will try to come around and score on a ball in play. As Barroso gets just a piece of it on the 1-2. Keep it where it is and a ball and two strikes. Two to Barroso, fastball at 96. This one's just a smidge upstairs. And the count is 2-2. Barroso, a single in the third, and a walk in the second. Clark letting that clock tick down. 2-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jonathan Clark gets three strikeouts, mixed in with that single from Pablo Guerrero. So three outs recorded in the top of the fifth. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. Ballers and Crawdads knotted at three. Kane Mogollon and Archer. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, Mikey Kane, who had a home run a little earlier today, a solo shot in the third inning, steps in for his second at-bat of the day. He'll face Sunil Inosco here to lead things off the bottom of the fifth in a tie game, 3-3. Swing and a miss from Kane. It is nothing and one. On to Mikey Kane. Kane, the former Oregon State Beaver, stepping in. 0-1 is low and inside. The count is 1-1. On the first baseman, Mikey Kane. And Mogollon and Archer to follow here. Bottom of the fifth. On this Sunday afternoon, pleasure to have you join us. Dan Lodi on the call for today's action. 1-1. Kane smokes it in the center. This is hit well. Diving effort from Osorio, but he can't make the play, and it's behind him. Kane's on his horse then two. He's thinking three. Throw comes in from center. Kane will slide into third. The ball gets loose and into the dugout, and Kane will be awarded home plate. It's a triple for Mikey Kane, but the throwing error ends up in the dugout. And the Ballers have picked up another run thanks to Mikey Kane. They triple, and then what is an error on the throw from Hickory's defenders have made it a 4-3 lead for Kannapolis. Javier Mogollon digs in with nobody on base and nobody out. In a wild sequence for Kannapolis. Give Mikey Kane an oxygen mask, please. This one is low for ball one on Javier Mogollon. Well, now Kane's got the two hardest parts of the cycle done. 1-0 pitch to Mogollon is on the outside corner, and the count is 1-1. There has never been a Kannapolis player to hit for the cycle. So we'll be on cycle watch today as the 1-1 finds the zone. It's 1-2 on Javier Mogollon. This one on the 1-2 skirts low. The count is 2-2. The error going to the shortstop, Marquez. Trying to get the runner at third with a hard throw, skirted by everyone. And it deflected off the glove of Inosco. 2-2, swing and a miss. Mogollon down on strikes. He went chasing for strike three. There's out number one. And two up for the Ballers. Top of the order, Nathan Archer. Second strikeout for Inosco. So Archer digs in. And we will definitely see Caleb Bonnemer again this inning. Archer swings and misses first pitch. Nothing and one. There is a lefty tossing in the pen. It is Liam Paddock for Kannapolis. See if Paddock enters the game anytime soon. 0-1. Archer checks swings. Did he go? No, it doesn't matter. 0-2. Archer grounds to second. Scooped by the second baseman, Pollard. Nice play on a first. But out at first is Archer. Chandler Pollard kind of scooped it up with a glove, picked it up midair, and fired it to first in time for the out. Some theatrics from Pollard for the out number two. Now Caleb Bonnemer due up. And here comes Carlos Maldonado, who assumingly will make a pitching change before Caleb Bonnemer bats, and he will indeed. So Bonnemer will face a new arm. When we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live, new arm of the wave of the Crawdads. And we return 4-3, Ballers on top. Caleb Bonnemer digs in, and he'll lead things off with two outs, bottom five, against the new arm of the bump for Hickory. 6 foot one, 185-pound lefty, 13th router in 2021. It's Thomas Ireland, hailing from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. As Bonnemer fouls off the first pitch, it's nothing and one. Thomas Ireland from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. The capital city of the province, Saskatchewan. 0-1, this one weakly tapped to third. Rafe Parrish will field it on to first. It gets by the first baseman, and Bonnemer is going to be able to head for second. Throw goes in over the foul ground area of right field down near the baller's bullpen, and Bonnemer is going to break for second. So it'll be likely an error. Braden Montgomery digs in with two outs here in this bottom of the fifth. Hard swing, first pitch grounded to third. Rafe Parrish will field, fire on to first, and this time it's caught by Moroso. So Bonnemer reaches second, but Montgomery grounds out pretty quickly after on a 5-3 for the third out. So Bonnemer reaches, and we'll tally that in the book. Liam Paddock, new pitcher for the Ballers, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network as Mikey Kane hands the Ballers a lead in the bottom of the fifth, so they'll look to hold on. Top six we go, Paddock on for Kannapolis. Well, the Ballers have elected to make a pitching change. Their third pitcher of the day, an 18th round pick out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. 18th rounder out of Gonzaga, it's Liam Paddock. A tall lefty, 6 foot four, 210-pound lefty, gets to take the mound today for his Ballers debut. First pitch fouled off by the batter in Osorio for nothing and one count. Paddock did pitch back on a Wednesday in the Future Sox showdown. But today is official Ballers debut. As they'll line and fire, a one is fouled off, and it's nothing and two on Hector Osorio. He did give an automatic strike to start the at-bat. So nothing and two is still the count. Apparently the last strike was 0-2. 0-2 from Paddock is upstairs, one and two. Paddock, a fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, curveball. Hailing from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, home of the world's only movable floating green on a golf course. 1-2, this one's outside and low for what is a 2-2 count. former Gonzaga Bulldog is Liam Paddock. Warsaw basketball powerhouse for years and years. Osorio pops the 2-2 up in a shallow center. Tough play for Montgomery, but he makes the grab. Nice effort in from Braden Montgomery. It's a F8 in the scorebook for Osorio. A catch made for the first down, and now Luis Marquez due up. Gonzaga University. This one is outside for ball one. Liam Paddock, the third arm used by Kannapolis today. This is his first inning of work. Jonathan Clark had one inning of work. And now Paddock on at the lefty from Gonzaga. 1-1 the count here on Luis Marquez. 1-1 outside for a 2-1 count. Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington. The university was named after the young Jesuit Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. 2-1 is outside, and the count is 3-3. School opened in 1887. Did Gonzaga, known as the Bulldogs in their athletic department. Beginning next year, they'll be part of the Pac-12, but they're currently in the West Coast Conference. Swing and a miss, and Marquez is now at a full count of 3-2. Some pretty notable alumni of Gonzaga. How about Bing Crosby? Let's get some Christmas music up in here. 3-2. Inside for ball four. Didn't miss by much, but Marquez will have the one-out free pass. One on for the Crawdads, and one out. It'll be Waddy Mendez. Bing Crosby, John Stockton, longtime Utah Jazz point guard. Former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Tom Foley. Apparently Gonzaga's had a pretty good law school. Broken bat, ground ball, first pitch. Play by Burrows. His only play will be to first. As up to second goes Marquez with some speed. So a 5-3 on the ground out for two outs. It's a broken bat single. That moves Marquez to second. A broken bat, a ground out, I should say. So two outs, and two up is Chandler Pollard. Pollard, a single and a walk have put him on base here today. First pitch from the lefty, Paddock, low and inside for ball one. Of course, Gonzaga, a pretty well-known basketball school, producing some pretty high talent. Domantas Sabonis, power forward for the Sacramento Kings. Jalen Suggs, Corey Kispert. Chet Holmgren, as this 1-0 lifted into right. Wolko makes the catch. Wolko might have been able to play basketball himself at 6'7". Makes the catch for the out on the F9. There's the third out. One runner left stranded for the Crawdads after a walk. Paddock works a clean innings work, all things considered. So that'll send us into the bottom of the sixth. Wolko, Miller, Green, Hernandez, the Ballers Baseball Network, and Valley Sports Live. In steps George Wolko to lead things off. Bottom of the sixth, and Incanapolis up 4-3, looking for their first win of the season. First pitch from Thomas Ireland, up and in for ball one, and George Wolko. Miller, Green, and Hernandez to follow. Bottom of the sixth, ballers do lead. There is Spike being out hit 6-5. Wolko, a sharp grounder to second, eaten by Pollard. Throw to first in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out. Wolko is now 0-2 with a walk today. As Lyle Miller Green will dig in. Nobody on base and one out. Miller Green 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout on the board today. First time facing Thomas Ireland. Ireland from the wind. First pitch is on the inside corner. Nothing and one. Thomas Ireland is mentioned from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. That's where the current Chicago Blackhawks star Connor Bedard played junior hockey with the Regina Pats. 0-2 the count on Miller Green as he swings and misses. Of course, kept an eye on the hockey a little bit today with Ovechkin breaking the goal record. 0-2, grounded a short. To his left, Marquez on to first in time of the out. 6-3 in the ground out for the second out. And now due up is Rony Hernandez, the catcher, who is 1-for-2. One thing is for sure, nothing is for sure on the broadcast here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We're going to talk baseball, of course. We're going to keep an eye on the game together. But we'll talk about a bunch of other things as well. Food, other sports, travel, movies, TV, books, you name it, music. We'll have some fun with it. In the reality, we're having fun watching baseball together. 0-1 is on the lower portion for a nothing and two count. Rony Hernandez, the RBI single back in the fourth, helped Canapolis get back into the game. Tied the game up with those two runs driven in. He weakly taps this one at first. Barroso will win the foot race, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Canapolis at the plate. That'll send us into the back third of baseball after the bottom of the sixth yields no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. We'll go to the seventh. Liam Paddock back to the bump when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the order, it's Maxton Martin leading it off for the Hickory Crawdads. This one is outside for ball one. Martin, Hartle, and Parrish The 3-2 up here for Hickory. Top seven or the back third of baseball here in the series finale. Final game of opening weekend for these two sides before they venture off into the new adventures of the six-game series that will start on Tuesday. 1-1 your count on Maxton Martin. Hartle and Parrish to follow here in this top of the seventh. Martin had a big day yesterday at the plate, but today 0-4-3 with a pair of strikeouts. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 on Maxton Martin, the left fielder. Martin struck out in the second and fourth, both times against Nick Pinto. 1-2, just a touch outside. Did he go? No, he didn't check swing on it. 2-2 on Maxton Martin. Liam Paddock in his second inning of work. Lefties looked pretty solid. 2-2, grounded a second. Mogollon to his right, on to first in time for the out. And there's the first out of this top of the seventh. One down, and Ben Hartle will dig in. But not before, out comes Chad Pinder. Looks like it's the end of the day for Liam Paddock as they'll turn it over to a new arm out of the pen for Kannapolis. Looks like it'll be the right-hander Carlton Perkins entering for the second time this series. We'll see what Perkins has to offer after not his best showing on Friday night on opening day. We'll be right back with all the details on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, the Ballers have pitched the change and changed the pitcher. It is Carlton Perkins on for the second time this series. He is on to hopefully hold the lead for Kannapolis. It is a 0-1 count on Ben Hartle, who fouled his first pitch off. Carlton Perkins, 15th rounder in 2023. He induces the check swing from Hartle on the 0-1, 0-2 the count. Perkins is listed in the roster at 6'3", 180 pounds, 22 years of age, out of Kansas City, Missouri. He was very particular. I asked him, Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. He said, Missouri. Without question, without even thinking about it twice. 1-2 on the way. Swinging a foul tip off the bat of Hartle. It's 1-2. Perkins, a standout performer from the end of last season, kind of that do-it-all guy who could start, he could relieve. Just a guy who came in 8 innings. Didn't allow one run that was earned, 3 total runs. In 1 inning on a Friday night here against these Crawdads. This one fouled off, and Perkins has a 1-2 count on Ben Hartle. Parrish is on deck. Top seven, Ballers Needs some outs as this fastball runs up and in, and it hits Ben Hartle in the head. Batting helmet falls off, but it looks like Hartle is okay. He will trot over to first without even needing a moment to catch himself. I'll tell you one thing's for sure. If that ever happened to myself, I don't think I'd have the same reaction. So Hartle will take his base, and Rafe Parrish will dig in here to face Carlton Perkins. Perkins pitched the eighth inning against Rafe Parrish. He did get a strikeout, as this one is inside for ball one. The switch-hitting former Lehigh infielder that was drafted in the seventh round by the Texas Rangers. Perkins is 1-0, is inside. It's 2-0 on the Crawdads third baseman. Really settle into a nice day here in Kannapolis. Temperature is lower than a lot of these Sunday afternoon games usually are. At least it's early in the season, so that's probably part of the reason. But all things being said, it's been a pleasant day here in Kannapolis. It's been a pleasure to have you join us today on the broadcast. Dan Haloti giving you the action between the Crawdads and the Cannonballers. 2-1. This one sprayed into left. Archer will backtrack, puts a foot on the warning track, makes the catch for the out, and Parrish is sat down on a flyout for the second out of the inning. One on still for the Crawdads, two outs, and it's Pablo Guerrero due up. Pablo Guerrero, son of Vladimir Guerrero. First pitch is spun in for a strike. The count is nothing and one. Vladimir Guerrero Sr. has multiple sons in the minor leagues of baseball and in the major leagues. All things considered, 0-1 tap foul, nothing and two. His son Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is, of course, the all-star first baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays. Pablo here, an international free agent signee with the Texas Rangers. Last year, Vladimir Miguel Guerrero signed with the New York Mets in 2024 on a minor league deal. 0-2 still the count as Pablo Guerrero taps it foul. Vladimir Guerrero Sr., of course, Hall of Famer in 2018, earned 92.9% of the vote. Second time on the ballot for Vladdy Sr. 1-2 is outside. Two balls and two strikes. Pablo Guerrero. Vladimir Guerrero Sr., one of nine children. His older brother, Wilton Guerrero, played for the Montreal Expos. The Guerrero family, of course, an avid baseball family, a household name from the Dominican. 1-2 is the count. It's low, 2-2. Guerrero batted .318. In Major League Baseball, over 2,500 hits, 449 home runs. As Pablo gets a hold of the 2-2. Into left, Archer looking up, and that ball is out of here. With one swing of the bat, Pablo Guerrero has made it a 5-4 Crawdads lead here in the top of the seventh. And completely changed the tides of this game. Guerrero, it's his first home run of the season. Hartle comes around to score as well. It's Carlton Perkins surrenders the two-run home run. Baker Barroso digging in. First pitch is a strike, nothing and one. So now Kannapolis, who held a lead, now has work to do. This one finds the zone. It's nothing and two on Baker Barroso. Barroso, a walk, a single, and a strikeout as this 0-2 is outside. Perkins working quickly. Count is 1-2. 1-2 to Barroso. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A changeup from Carlton Perkins. And it's the first strikeout of the day for Carlton. That'll send us into the break. Time to stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark as Pablo Guerrero lifts a two-run home run. And it's 5-4 here. In the bottom of the seventh inning, we go. Burroughs, Kane, and Mogollon. We return to the Ballers Baseball Network live in Kannapolis. Ryan Burroughs, Mikey Kane, Javier Mogollon, the 3-2 up here, bottom of the seventh inning. Thomas Ireland now suddenly in a position for the win. As entering this game, he was in a position for the loss. As Burroughs swings and foul tips at nothing and one. Burroughs, Kane, and Mogollon, the 3-2 up. As Burroughs takes the 0-1 in the outside corner, nothing and two on the third baseman, Ryan Burroughs. Mikey Kane, who's been a lot of the source of offense for Kannapolis, is on deck. Burroughs today 0-2, but he loops this one on to right base hit. And Brian Burroughs has a leadoff single to start the seventh, one on for Kannapolis. And nobody out, two up is Mikey Kane. Mikey Kane digs in with one on base, nobody out. Thomas Ireland winds and fires. First pitch is on the outside corner, and the count is nothing and one. Kannapolis looking for their first win of the season. They do trail here after Pablo Guerrero. And a two-run home run. This one is outside for a 1-1 count. Kannapolis trailing here in the bottom of the seventh. They entered the sixth and finished the sixth with a lead. 1-1. Grounder past the glove of the first baseman, Barroso. That's in a right base hit. Almost hit the runner, Burroughs, but he's up to second. And Mikey Kane with another single, back-to-back singles. And now Javier Mogollon digs in, 0-2 today, but a guy that has got the aptitude to get on base. Mogollon has grounded out, and he struck out today. Ground ball, a bunt laid down, first pitch. Ireland fields, a snap to the first is made, and it's a productive sack bunt for Javier Mogollon. It's a 1-3 put out for the first out, but it is a sacrifice that moves Burrows and Kane into scoring position. So the tying run is at third. Go-ahead run at second. And now the baller is at the top of the order, Nathan Archer. Lefty-lefty matchup. Ireland on the third base side of the rubber. With Archer and the lefty batter's box kind of crouched in. 0-1 your count. Breaking ball touched the inside corner. There is a righty tossing for Kannapolis. It is Pierce George throwing for the ballers in the pen in right. Archer swings late on a breaking ball and misses. It's nothing and two. Caleb Bonomo, shortstop's on deck. Bottom seven, ballers trail by one. It's 5-4, Hickory over Kannapolis. Archer against the 0-2 from Ireland. It's upstairs for a 1-2 count. Thomas Ireland, the third arm used today by the Hickory Crawdads. After a no-sco went just an inning and two-thirds. Ireland's been in the game since the fifth inning. We'll get a reset of the pitch clock here as Archer will dig back in. Burrows at third, Kane at second. Infield playing kind of back. Archer the dish, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Late on a fastball outside, and Archer can't make contact. Strikeout for Thomas Ireland, so two outs. And the weight shifts to Caleb Bonomer. First strikeout of the day for Thomas Ireland. Caleb Bonomer today, a pop out in the first and fourth and a single in the fifth. Two outs, first pitch. Bonomer tinks on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Bonomer, a second rounder from Okemos, Michigan. A big spot here for Kannapolis, the bottom of the seventh inning to find some offense. 0-1 from Ireland. Low one inside, ball one, check swing. They said he goes around. In the dirt, and they said Bonomer went around, so it's a nothing and two count. On the baller's shortstop, Caleb Bonomer. Thomas Ireland staring in for the signs. The lefty is on the third base side of the rubber trying to jam the righty bat of Bonomer. 0-2 pitch. Hard line drive foul on the left field line, and it lands foul. Nothing and two. O-2 count with two outs. Bonomer broke the bat, so he had to grab a new set of lumber for this next pitch with Thomas Ireland. O-2 count, pitch on the way. Low one inside. That one is blocked by the catcher, Hartle. Ball and two strikes on Caleb Bonomer. Braden Montgomery, the batter on deck. Pierce George warming for Kannapolis down the line in right. 1-2 from Ireland. Up and in, hits Bonnemer on the arm. And that's not going to feel great. He will take the walk to first base, HPP. So now base is juiced for Braden Montgomery. This is a big spot here for the Ballers. No arms warming in the pen for Hickory, so they're going to run with Ireland, and Braden Montgomery will face the lefty. Pop out, he reached on an error, and then a 5-3 ground out, so he's put the ball in play today. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one for Braden Montgomery. 0-for-3 with a stolen base today is Montgomery. Bases loaded, with two outs against Ireland. No one in the way. Low four, ball one, a breaking ball that Montgomery did not offer. One one is upstairs and in for ball two. So Braden with the sharp eye, certainly paying off here. And bases loaded, two outs, nowhere to put Montgomery, with George Wolko awaiting on deck. 2-1 count with two outs, pitch on the way. Braden swings, pops it up in a foul ground. That'll end up in the seats. Heads up down there. Count will work to 2-2 on a Braden Montgomery. Burroughs is at third, Kane is at second. Caleb Bonnemer, who got plunked in the arm, is at first. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Big spot for the Ballers, pitch from Ireland. Swinging a foul tip, Montgomery just missed it. Keep the count where it is at 2-2. Wolko on deck. Braden Montgomery at the plate, slightly open stance, hands near the right shoulder. Pitch on the way, this one is blasted in the center. Backtracking Osorio, he's not going to have a chance at a one-hop the wall. Burrow scores, Kane scores, here comes Bonnemer, and Braden Montgomery has loaded the bases, completely not unloaded. It's a 3-RBI double for Braden Montgomery, and the Ballers take a 7-5 lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Fans, that healthy hack from Braden Montgomery is brought to you by Atrium Health. The best care is given to all. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as Braden Montgomery gives life. And Kannapolis has a 7-5 lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Wolko digs in. Ireland's first pitch up and it almost hits George. And he crouches down. He's okay for a 1-0 count. Wolko almost got hit in the head, and that's kind of tough to do. It's 6-7. Not a guy that is easily hit from the shoulder up. So now the Ballers in the driver's seat. Arm warming for Hickory down the line. It's Michael Valverde. So now finally the offense has come to life for Kannapolis. After this long weekend here where a lot of questions were raised about, is the offense all the way there yet, as Wolko spins this foul ball into the seats. It actually lands right on the edge of foul territory in the field of play, but not reachable for the catcher in Hartle. Ball and a strike on Wolko with two outs. He is 0-for-2 today. Montgomery is at second after a bases clearing RBI double. 1-1. Swinging a foul tip. And the count's 1-2 on King George Wolko. 19 years old. 6'7" lefty bat. Ireland on the bump set. Works and deals 1-2. Swinging a sharp ground ball foul. Still 1-2. Lyle Miller Green's on deck here in this bottom of the seventh. Ireland from the stretch. Montgomery a good lead at second time called by the batter George Wolko. He got the call for time in and just in time. Ball and two strikes. Ireland winds and deals. Outside, 2-2. Tried to rush Wolko, but didn't work. Fastball outside. Ireland set, 2-2. Ticking down, pitch on the way. A sharp ground ball to second. Eaten by Pollard on to first. It's in time for the out. 4-3 on the ground out for Wolko. That's the third out, but damage done as Braden Montgomery comes through with a 3 RBI double and gives the Ballers a 7-5 lead here in this bottom of the seventh. To the eighth we go. Pierce George on to the Ballers, and we come back. Here are the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Valley Sports Live. Pierce George is on for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the eighth inning, and now a 2-run lead for Kannapolis thanks to a 3-RBI double from Braden Montgomery. 0-1 low and inside. Osorio is the batter. 1-1. Now the count. Osorio, Marquez, and Mendez. The 3-2 up here. As Pierce George, the righty on the bump. Second time he has stepped to the mound here in this series. 1-1 is inside and low for a 2-1 count. Here's George, the hard-throwing righty, former University of Alabama bullpen arm. Four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, cutter for Pierce George. On the line, 2-1. Swung on, lifted into center. Played by Montgomery on a backtrack. He'll make the catch for the out. And there's the first out. Osorio down. Now Ballers 5 outs away from victory. And And it'll be Luis Marquez stepping in for the Crawdads. Pierce George at 6'6", 240 pounds, 21 years of age from Houston, Texas. 13th rounder out of Alabama by the White Sox. This is appearance number 8 for him in a Kannapolis uniform. He did make 6 appearances at the end of last season for the Ballers. 0-1 the count on Luis Marquez. Pierce George from the wind, 0-1. Fastball up and away for ball one at 97 miles an hour. Pierce George did pitch on Friday, and he had a rough go of it. In the ninth inning, he allowed 3 runs on 3 hits. With 1 strikeout along the way as this one runs up and in, and that one hits Marquez in the head. And that one looks to have hit him and causing some discomfort. So out to check on him, the trainer and Garrett Enders. So the fastball ran up and in on Luis Marquez at 83 miles an hour. Rather, not a fastball, a breaking ball from Pierce George. Still a hard thrown ball. Marquez up to his feet. And looks like he will take his base. Crawdads will have a runner on. Marquez will head to first, and he is okay. So one on and one out. Wadi Mendez. Two up for the Crawdads. Mendez 1-for-3 today. Single and a pair of groundouts. George, a snap throw over to first, is not in time. Eight hits for Kannapolis, 7 for Hickory. Another check on the runner back in time is Marquez. So Pierce George uses up his 2 pickoff attempts rather quickly. Here's George set. First pitch to Mendez. This one is skied high and foul. That'll be a nothing and one count coming for Wadi Mendez. Past 2 hours of game time now here in Kannapolis. It's been a pleasant day of baseball. Back and forth game today between the Ballers and Crawdads. A 1, swing and a miss, nothing and 2. Wadi Mendez at the dish, Chandler Pollard awaiting on deck. George is set. Look at the clock tick down. 0-2 fastball up and away for a 1-2 count. Ballers will finish this series up. They'll head to Lynchburg next week for a 6-game series. And the following week, they'll be back home here at Atrium Health Ballpark for a 6-game series with the Hickory Crawdads. The Columbia Fireflies. They're playing the Crawdads right now, obviously. As it's 2-2, Marquez broke for second and stole second base. And now the Crawdads have a runner in scoring position. Ballers will host Columbia in their next homestand. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mendez down on strikes. Pierce George gets his first punch out of the day. One punch out, two outs, and it's Chandler Pollard due up. Single, a walk, and a fly out for Chandler Pollard. He's been a speedy pest all day. First pitch with two outs to Pollard, a breaking ball inside, and George has to work behind now at 1-0. Ball and no strikes. A long look at second for Pierce George before the 1-0. Breaking ball outside. 2-0 on Chandler Pollard. Kannapolis assumingly will try to stretch Pierce George into the end of today's game, but we'll see how it shapes out. 2-0 outside corner. 2-1. One count, pitch on the way. This one a touch outside. 3-1 on the second baseman, Chandler Pollard. Top of the order, Maxton Martin, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Three balls and a strike, two outs, top of the eighth. Pierce George, a long look over there at second, 3-1. Sharp ground ball to short. Bonnemer makes the smooth play. Sidearms to first, and it's in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for Pollard. There's the third out needed. And the Ballers now are three outs away from victory. They'll look to pick up some insurance here in the bottom of the eighth when we come back. Miller Green, Hernandez, Burroughs of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom eight, Lyle Miller Green digs in. He'll face the new arm of the bump. It's Michael Valverde, 6'2", 210-pound, 22-year-old from Azua, Dominican Republic. As Miller Green, Hernandez, and Burroughs to bat here. Bottom eight, Ballers lead 7-5. Michael Valverde on for the first time this season. Swing and a miss for strike two on Miller Green. Last year with the Dominican Summer League team and the Arizona Complex League team, Valverde had a pretty solid season, 3-0, with a 4.22 ERA in 13 games. For the Rangers affiliates, Valverde in his first year of Single A with Hickory. 1-2, Miller Green chases and can't make contact. He will have it over for Day, it appears. So one out, and Valverde has his first single-A strikeout. Rony Hernandez two up, and nobody on base and one out. Hernandez digs in. Today has been 1-for-3 with a single, an RBI single, back in the fourth that produced a pair of runs. Swing and a miss for strike one on Rony Hernandez. Second season of the ballers for Rony Hernandez, trimmed down over the offseason and worked pretty hard to get into better shape. 0-1, this one gets by the catcher Hartle. It's inside for a 1-1 count. Ball on a strike with one out. Hernandez trying to make it a multi-hit game. 1-1 pitch outside for a 2-1 count. Ryan Burrows is awaiting on deck. Bottom eight, ballers lead 7-5. Pitch is outside of Hernandez, 3-1. Hickory will open up at home on Tuesday. They will host the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization. 3-1, broken bad looper in the right, base hit. Hernandez on base for the second time today. This time, it's just a little loop single in the right. And Hernandez is on base with one out on for Ryan Burrows. Ryan Burrows 1-for-3, a single his last time up. Came around to score on that Braden Montgomery RBI double. Pitch is up and in into the plate. Snap throw to first. Back in safely is Rony Hernandez. Not a huge stolen base threat is Rony Hernandez, at least not in recent times. Last year did not have any stolen bases. He did finish the year with more walks than strikeouts, though. 1-0 is up and into Burrows again. It's 2-0. Burrows, single, strikeout, and a ground out for him in today's contest with Hickory. 2-0. Outside corner on the fastball. 2-1. Ballers leading here over Hickory, looking to just hold on and find a way to pick up their first win. Check swing, did he go? No. The count is 3-1 on Ryan Burrows. Three one with one out. Pitch on the way is outside, ball four. Burrows draws a free pass. It's the second time he's reached base today. Hernandez will trot to second. So now Mikey Kane, who's been a pest all day for Hickory, will stand in with two on and one out. Mikey Kane, a home run, a triple, and a single. He is a double away from the cycle. Out to talk to his arm is Lynn Hutchison, pitching coach for Hickory. Michael Valverde. He's going to have to face Mikey Kane here, who again is a double away from the cycle. 3-for-3 day. It's been a solid day's work for Kane. A lot of space in that right center gap. If Kane can find a way to push the ball. First pitch from Valverde. Big swing, big miss for strike one on Mikey Kane. A healthy hack from Kane. 17th rounder in 2023 out of Oregon State. Takes the 0-1 low on the inside corner for strike two. Mogollon is on deck. There is an arm warming for Kannapolis. It is Jack Young. Valverde winds and fires 0-2. Kane swings and misses for strike three. So that is the second out. Valverde's second punch out. And now Javier Mogollon due up. Kannapolis up 7-5, bottom eight. They're three outs away from a victory. And this the 400th all-time meeting between Hickory and Kannapolis. Dating back to Kannapolis' start as the Piedmont Phillies in 1995, the Bull Weevils 96-2000. And 2001-2019 as the Kannapolis Intimidators. Today the Cannonballers playing in their first weekend series with Hickory. Crawdads are back in the Carolina League. 0-1 foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Hartle. And Mogollon has an 0-2 count. Hickory leads the all-time series between these two. 211 wins to 188 losses for the Crawdads. 0-2 to Mogollon in the dirt, and Hartle can't make the catch. Runners will advance on what is a wild pitch from Valverde. Hernandez and Burrows up a base. So Mogollon now with two runners in scoring position. Verdi's 1-2 inside corner. Come up, got him looking, called strike three. And three punch outs for Michael Valverde in his inning of work. It leaves two runners stranded, but the Ballers three outs away from victory. They'll look to their bullpen. It'll be Jack Young, the former Iowa Hawkeye, and the Chicken Man, we call him around here in Kannapolis, taking the mound for the Ballers. And we come back here in the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Lot. Well, the Cannonballers are three outs away from their first victory of 2025, and they bring in the Chicken Man to try to slam the door shut. Ninth round pick out of Iowa, it is Jack Young. on to close things out and earn the save for Kannapolis. First pitch is in there for a called strike, nothing and one. On top of the order, Maxton Martin, Ben Hartle, and Rafe Parrish. The batters to follow here in this inning, top of the ninth. Jack Young on the closer at Iowa, now a closer in the Sox org. He induces the swing and miss on the 0-1, now 0-2. Young notched four saves in 2024 for the Hawkeyes. He led the team. Sinker, four-seamer, slider, changeup. 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and we're clucking for more as the checking man picks up a strikeout. Maxton Martin is down on strikes. Now with one down, Ben Hartle is the batter for the Crawdads. Now, you might be sitting there talking to yourself going, wait, why do they call him the Chicken Man? Well, I'll tell you why. After talking to him on Tuesday at Media Day, he launches this fastball in there for a strike, nothing and one. Jack Young is probably the most passionate fan of Raising Cane's I've ever talked to in my life. A one pitch, sharp grounder through the hole into left base hit. And Hartle is on with a one-out single. So the Crawdads not going to go down without a fight. It'll be tying run of the dish now from here on out as Rafe Parrish will stand in one-on, one out. We asked all the players, what's your favorite meal and where can you get it? Some said their mom's cooking. Some said Waffle House. Some said certain places in certain cities. Jack Young said a Caniac combo from Raising Cane's, and I do not blame him. First pitch to Rafe Parrish is off the plate for ball one. And then my wife, who's terrible with names, was around on Media Day helping out, said the Chicken Man, the guy she was referring to Jack Young. Couldn't remember his name. He's terrible with names. My wife is terrible with names, that is, and that's self-admitted. 2-0 the count on Rafe Parrish. Half the time she'll forget my name, in all honesty. Just happens. 2-0 count on Rafe Parrish with one out. Pitch delivered in there for a called strike. It's 2-1. A ground ball here has a good chance of ending it as Rafe Parrish today is 1-for-4 at a solo homer in the first. Weak tapper back to the mound. Young will flip it to first and take the safe way out. It's a 1-3 put out for the second out. Hartle does move to second. Now Pablo Guerrero digs in. Runner on second. Two outs for the Crawdads. Pablo Guerrero had a two-run homer in the seventh that gave Hickory the lead, but Kannapolis answered back in the seventh and retook the lead. Good lead and second for Hartle. Time call. Clock violation on Jack Young, so it's a 1-0 count on Pablo Guerrero. Count on Guerrero. Jack Young is set. A long look at second. 1-0 pitch outside on an 88-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 2-0. Pablo, a 3-for-4 day. Two singles and a home run. He has been a busy man. 2-0 count. Two outs. Pitch on the way outside. 3-0. Ballers need one more out to lock down their first victory of the year. But the Crawdads not letting them go easy. Count. Young looks over. Pitch on the way. Fastball right down Broadway. 3-1. Pablo Guerrero, the DH today. Big care Barroso waiting on deck. 3-1 inside for ball four. Missed just inside. It is a free pass for Guerrero, so he reaches base for what is the fourth time today. And now first baseman Baker Barroso digs in with two outs here in the top of the ninth. As they're going to have a pinch runner are the Crawdads. They'll put a new runner in for Guerrero. It'll be Marcos Torres. So Marcos Torres will be the pinch runner. Guerrero's day is done. Big Care Barroso, a walk, a single, and a pair of strikeouts. As we'll see what comes of this at bat. Young will wind and fire, first pitch, fastball outside, didn't miss by much, 1-0. Ballers looking to lock in their first win of this season and avoid another crumbling of the bullpen. 1-0 in there, it's 1-1. There is an arm tossing for Hickory down the line, should things get hairy. Young is set, a long look at second, 1-1, an early swing and a tap foul from Barroso. And the Crawdads down to their final strike here in the top of the ninth. One-two count with two outs. Young set. Looking over at second. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Braden Montgomery's 3-RBI double in the bottom of the seventh propels Kannapolis over Hickory in a game that saw a lot of back and forth, a lot of lead changes, but it's Kannapolis on top after all things considered in today's contest. Braden Montgomery likely will get player of the game honors for that 3-RBI double. Mikey Kane, a three-hit day in his season debut as well, by far. One of the more impressive showings today is Mikey Kane, as Pierce George will end up the winning pitcher today. It is a save for Jack Young as Kannapolis picks up their first win of the 2025 season. Post-game show coming up for you here in just a few moments on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score today, Kannapolis takes the win 7-5 over the Hickory Crawdads. 9 hits for the Ballers, 8 for the Crawdads. 3 errors for Hickory, 1 for Kannapolis. And what was a pretty chaotic game, all things considered, but a lot of lead changes and a lot of offense from Kannapolis, which is a welcome sign. 9 hits in total, 6 RBI of their 7 runs. The big stat line, Braden Montgomery, 1-for-4 with 3 RBI, a bases-clearing RBI double, gives Kannapolis the lead in the bottom of the 7th, and they don't look back in this contest. 2-for-4 day with 2 RBI for Rony Hernandez. The big day for Mikey Kane, 3-for-4 with an RBI today, including his first home run of the season in his first at-bat of today's action. It was a solid day at the plate. On the bump, the Ballers, well, they made do. Pinto, 2 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings of action, as Jonathan Clark goes 1 clean inning with 3 punch-outs. Liam Paddock gets a hold with an inning of 3rd scoreless baseball. Carlton Perkins, despite getting the blown save, allowing a couple of runs and a Pablo Guerrero home run, does get the win today. And then Pierce George with a hold and then a save to Jack Young, the Chicken Man. And what is today's action? First win of the day for Kannapolis. First win of the season for Kannapolis. First managerial win for Chad Pinder as well, as Pinder gets the victory today. On the other side, the Hickory Crawdads. Well, things didn't quite go their way late. They did get some offense today, mainly from Pablo Guerrero. 3-for-4 with 2 RBI. He had the 2-run home run in the 7th inning. That did help the Crawdads out a lot. Reeve Parrish, 1-for-4 with a home run today. That was in the 1st inning. And then a 1-for-3 day with an RBI for Chandler Pollard. Losses handed to Thomas Ireland. 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 and a third innings today for the Hickory Crawdads. Time of the game, the 2 hours, 32 minutes, over 2,400 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for today's action. Well, that'll about wrap things up from here in Kannapolis. Dan Elodie saying thank you for tuning in all weekend. As Kannapolis wraps up opening weekend, they will head to Lynchburg for a 6-game set against the Hillcats. Jason Prill will have the call for you up in Lynchburg. As for Hickory, they'll head home and host Augusta for 6. For everyone here in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball, stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score today are the Cannonballers 7 and the Crawdads 5. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon and evening. Drive home safe if you're on the road. And Lauren, I'll be home in just a couple of moments. Have a great one, everyone.